When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll continue here with your calls. Time to reset, hit you with the crown topic of the day. We're going to throw a little change up at you, though. While we started the show talking about the must wins for both the Giants and Jets for different reasons coming up on Sunday. Giants for the future of their organization here and to stabilize things with Dable and Shane. For the Jets to keep legitimate playoff hope alive, they need to win. We also talked about Juan Soto and the possibilities of what he's going to get, meeting with Cohen, coming back to the Yankees, all those different things. But BT, there was some news that happened throughout the course of the show that we didn't dive into that we're going to do so now, more so with the Yankees picking up the option on Aaron Boone. See, I don't like this. I like that they picked up the option, sure, that he's coming back. But what now? Another lame duck season of Boone? To me, it's another halfway move for the Yankees. You either go all in or you make a change. So I think that they're doing Boone a disservice here. And if I were him, I'd be upset. I got this team to the World Series. I've been successful here for the most part. Sign me up.
Yeah, well, I would think that they're working on an extension. I wouldn't get too nuts over the fact that it seems like he's a lame duck. And literally, until he gets an extension offer, he is going to be a lame duck. I don't think he's going to enter the season that way.
So you think they will extend him then?
I do. Okay. I'm not saying I would do that.
But then why would you announce this now that you're picking up the option?
A clerical procedure. You know, I don't know what the exact date was. Maybe within a week or 10 days after the World Series. You know how they have those things written in.
But why not work out a contract then now?
Well, maybe they need some time to hammer it out. And maybe they don't want to do 3 years. Maybe they don't want to do two. I mean, maybe Boone is, I'm just talking out loud here. Maybe, hey, listen, Aaron, you know we want you back. We're going to pick up the option. We're going to tack on a year. And maybe Boone's reps were like, a year's not enough. I mean, you got to understand, guys, the way we micro analyze and criticize all things Yankees, or a lot of things Yankees. If you're Aaron Boone, look at it from his seat. Hey, I've won 58% of my games. I've made the playoffs 6 out of 7 years. I'm great with the media. Yeah. I never once had a controversy.
Doing exactly what you say.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, true. I mean, we have good. I don't know if I'm going to think that if I'm him. But more like we have a good synergy here. We work well together. Well,
that's a better way to say it. Yes.
Yeah, I know what you meant. But yeah. And then, the other thing, too, is if I'm Aaron Boone, again, he would never say this publicly because, number one, it would be professional suicide, and he's just too classy to do this. But if Aaron Boone, say if he got fired, right, or they didn't pick up the option, which they did, and he went on a pod, talking Yanks, came on our show, and he just, I don't mean where he let it, where he aired out grievances, where it was so ugly because he's not that kind of person, but if he was more forthright and transparent with the rosters he was given. Like, there is another side to the coin. Aaron Boone very well could do a podcast for an hour and talk about how he's had basically no left fielder outside of this year a little bit. You know, a revolving door at first base, a guy at second base who didn't hustle, basically nobody at third base. You know, I mean, he really hasn't been given a ton because I don't think Brian Cashman's done a great job giving him a good roster. So I do think myself, I'm not going to run from this. I do think that, and I said, if I owned the Yankees, I would have had a clean break. I would have ripped off the Band-Aid, and I would have gone in a different direction. But I do understand why they're not, because he has had success.
Yeah, I don't like the idea, though, of having a, like, you either make a decision on the manager or you one way or another. Like, you either make a decision that you're going to keep him and lock him up for a couple years. I'm not saying you're going to give him a ridiculous year and he's going to a ridiculous contract. He's going to be here for the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond a lame duck year. Now, I guess to your point, they still could do that.
They definitely could. And I think that they will. I think that they will.
Well, they have to.
Kind of.
Then that, to me, would justify being upset about this, because this can't be it. This shouldn't be it for Aaron Boone and the Yankees when you talk about picking up that contract, picking up the one-year, whatever it is, the extension to get him through next year.
The club option.
Yeah, the club option. There you go, picking that up. He should be the manager. He's earned the right to be the manager, at least if you want to tag on enough, like, even if it's just one more year
and
on
and be
top
willing
of it.
To eat the money. It's not like a one. So what is he going to make, 4, 5, 6? I mean, not minimizing 4, 5, right. 6 million, but he's not getting $20 million a year. So, I mean, if you can't eat that contract, if it goes a little sideways, well then, who are you, Tampa?
Right.
No, it should be no problem.
Right. Exactly. Just for the optics behind it, you want to make it more than just the, hey, we're bringing him back for one more year.
And I do think that they will.
Because you know that's hanging over him again. It's one thing to walk into it this year with that. But now that he got to a World Series, that should cement the fact. And this is not to me Cashman. I think Cashman wants Boone back.
Yeah, he definitely does.
Yeah.
He does. Let me ask you this, though. So, and this is where it's very tricky, and I'm splitting hairs here. But, okay, so I think we both agree, based on the World Series appearance and the body of work that I just referenced, 58% winning percentage, 6 or 7 years playoffs, blah, 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 not a perfect roster, good with the media, good guy. He earned the team picking up that option. Agreed?
Correct.
Has he earned an extension?
Well, at least
that's
one
where
more
I
year.
Say no.
Well, but
I don't think he's earned an extension.
But if you don't think so, then you should just fire him. Like, to me, again, just give the extra year on top of it, and then you could decide after next year. Like, I guess the reality is, regardless whether they extend him beyond this, you know, picking up this option or not, he's still going to be a lame duck in a lot of ways. Unless you give him a 3-year deal or 4-year deal. Like, if they just picked up, added on one more year to technically not make him a lame duck, they could easily just fire him and eat that.
So that's true.
Right as it stands right now, Boone is a lame duck, and he will be even if they just tack on one more year. Because at some point, it's going to be, hey, we fell short of the World Series again, meaning winning the World Series. So, like, somebody's going to have to pay the price, and Boone's going to be the first one to do so in the event that that happens. And that's an issue for me. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Pete is calling from Union Beach. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. You there?
Yes. What's up, Pete?
Hey, I called a while back. We talked about Pete Alonso's contract.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember.
You probably don't. It's all right. You guys, you remind me of my friend Brian. It's grass is always greener thing with this Alonso thing. He's a big Alonso hater too. But
I'm not an Alonso hater at all. I would have Alonso back. The way I said it, Pete, and I'll let you make your point here. Just to be clear, though, I said I would rather have Soto and Adames than Soto and Alonso. But Alonso would be my plan B to Adames.
So you guys said something before we left, like Adames is better. So I will agree with you on some. Overall, baseball, like, obviously he steals bases and he's probably a better fielder. I'd have to look at metrics. I'm just guessing. But, like, hitting-wise, he's worse than Alonso.
How so?
I mean, his batting average is worse. He doesn't hit as many home runs. He doesn't drive as many runs. And extra base hits, Alonso has more.
Well, where are you getting that from? Are we talking about the same Willie Adames?
Yeah, baseball reference.
Okay, so what was Pete Alonso's batting average this year?
Go ahead, you tell me. Because look, this year, Adames had a very...
You go ahead.
Are you all right? You okay?
What?
No, you're talking over me. Are you
going
okay?
On?
I asked you a question. What's Alonzo's batting average this year? Do you have the answer? Are you okay? Do you have the answer? Are you okay?
I'm all right. Answer the question.
What? So can you answer?
240. 240.
Adamas hit 250, so you're 0 for 1. What just happened there? Can you pull up BT? Because I got Adamas here in front of me.
Yeah, I have Adamas. You want me to get Pete?
Yes, I have Adamas.
Oh, my God.
Pete. Let me just make sure I got the right Willie Adamas, because according to our last caller there, I'm not sure we got the right thing.
Jeez.
Look, I understand Pete's power. He's saying Pete hater. Not a Pete hater
at all. I agree with that.
You're
a Pete truther.
Yeah, I'm a Pete truther.
There's a big difference.
And by the way, Pete won me over in the postseason. He had a big postseason. And there is something valuable to being proven in New York and in the postseason. Like, Pete hitting those home runs in New York in the playoffs means something to me. Mm-hmm. I still would rather have Willie Adamas.
I got his numbers. You ready?
Right. Yeah, what did he hit?
Last year, 240.
Okay, Adamas hit 251. How many homers did Pete have?
34 and 88.
Okay, Adamas had 32 and 112.
Okay.
How many stolen bases did Pete have?
I would have. 4-4.
Okay. He had 21 Adamas.
But that was kind of an outlier. Adamas doesn't run a lot. But I know that it's different with the pickoff move and the engagements over to first base.
If you ask me who's a better power hitter, my answer would be Pete Alonso's a better power hitter. Although Adamas had 32 and 112.
Now, this is the tighter race. Let's get to 2023. What was Mr. Adamas' batting average?
Adamas had a down year. He had 217 in 2023.
Neck and neck. Batting title. Pete, 217.
Yeah, okay. So Pete's had two bad years in a row, two down years in a row. By the way, Adamas hit 24 and 80.
Uh-huh.
And the year before, he had 31 and 98. So, I mean.
Listen, I would look at it this way. And
what's Pete's career? You have career
for a batting average?
Yeah,
249.
So same thing, 248.
Now, the OPS obviously favors Pete by a wide margin.
Some of that's
a little top. 854 is pretty good.
Okay.
Adamas is 7-1.
Well, he was 794 this
year. But I'm saying total. There's no ways in the eights.
766.
All right.
But 794. What was Pete this year, OPS?
788. So on a down year for Pete, it was basically comparable. Listen, the bottom line is this. They're very different players. Now, I think it's time to move on from Pete. I think Adamas brings more tools. And I was going to ask the last caller if he would have answered your question, but he didn't, so we had to hang up on him. Like, who is going to beat you in more ways? Is it Pete Alonso or is it Adamas?
Right.
And for me, the answer is Adamas. Now, I don't think Adamas is great. I think he's got some flaws. I think he's good. I think he's interesting. I think especially with the willingness to move to third base, and if Vientos can handle first, that creates options and versatility. I really like Adamas, and I like him for the Yankees. He's not a superstar, so nobody's saying that. But night to night, he is definitely much more of an impactful baseball player than Pete. That's all there is to it.
And he's a gamer. He's got the intangibles.
Pete's a gamer.
Yeah, but not the intangibles like Adamas. Look, Pete had one of the biggest home runs I've ever seen in my life and did do the job in the postseason, hitting some home runs. But Adamas, on a night-in, night-out basis, he has those. I hate to even say Jeter, but that's the guy he grew up idolizing. Dude, he's a no-nonsense, passionate, fiery guy. I like Pete. I just like Adamas a little bit better. That's it. And by the way, I'd be okay either way. Like, if the Mets told me, and maybe part of that is just, like, change and something new, but I like Adamas' attitude, where at times, especially this year, Pete looked like...
aloof. Disconnected.
And just downtrodden.
Was that about the contract?
And like, I don't know what it was about, but Adamas in a contract year.
That's true. Yeah, Pete's body language was not great.
Okay, this is Adamas's. Like, Adamas prior to this year, his high in RBI were 98 2 years ago. This year was his best year offensively. He had 251, which is early in his career, he had a higher average, but less power, okay? So this was maybe the best year to combine everything. 250, good average, over 30 homers, over 100 ribbies, 20 stolen bases. Adamas had his best year in his walk year with everything on the line.
Yep.
Pete had one of his worst years with everything on the line.
That's true.
Those things are what I'm looking at.
Okay, I got you. A couple things here. So that's true. Pete did not process the pressure well at all. That's something we talked about every day. But there's also the old thought that, and this goes back for years, that, you know, sometimes guys kick it up a little bit more in the effort department when they're up for a contract.
Yes.
And now, listen, I'd be lying if I'm sitting here saying I watch Adamas play every single night. I mean, I know his skill set. I'm familiar with him very, very well. But I don't know, is he a guy who maybe was a little intermittent with the effort over the years, and this year he came to play and he said, hey, I'm going to run to 20, we'll get 21 steals, and I'm going to, you know, I don't know. I mean, not that we're burying Pete, we're very fair and transparent with Pete, but with Pete, I do think, though, it's sometimes a little dangerous to look at somebody else's property and say, that they like that. And I think we overvalue other players from other teams because we don't fixate on their deficiencies.
That is true. Remember, Stearns traded for Adamas when he was with the Brewers, brought him in from the Rays.
That's true.
So Stearns has an eye for a ball player, a guy who can, as you said, and I think that's the best part, help you win in more ways, like Tyrone Taylor, obviously to a much lesser level off the bench, but help you win games in more ways. Pete has proven to be a one-trick pony.
I know.
And if not for the postseason, this wouldn't even be a conversation.
Oh, after the drop pop-up, I mean, I thought his bag was popped. All right, so that was the first thought, the pact. The second question here, this might influence, and I like Adamas for the Mets, I do.
Yeah.
Where do you envision him hitting in the batting order?
Who, Adamas?
Adamas, if he comes.
I had that. Two? I thought I had that written out. No, it's not.
So it's more like five-ish?
I would go...
Because you had Nimmo 4.
I had my Mets. What do I have my Mets?
You had Nimmo 4.
Yeah, for lefty-righty purposes.
All right, go ahead.
Lindor... This is the lineup I had. Lindor, Soto, Vientos, Nimmo, Adamas.
Vientos...
See, no, I also had Alonso in that lineup, but if you obviously
you did.
It's not realistic to have both those guys. It's going to be, I think the Mets are going to get Soto and Adamas or Alonso.
Okay.
I think they're getting two of those three. And it can't be, I don't want Alonso and Adamas.
No, that wouldn't
do
it for you.
Without Soto,
yeah, I got
do whatever
you
want. I don't care anymore without Soto.
That's it. You check out.
Yeah.
You done?
Well, you'll
never check out of the Mets. I got you. So the last point was you mentioned Adamas' affinity for Mr. Jeter.
Yeah, if I'm the Yankees, I would 100% go after Adamas.
Are we sure he might not wind up in the Bronx?
Maybe. I really think that they should. I wouldn't be heartbroken if, like, from a Mets perspective, but I love Adamas. I think he's exactly what the Yankees need. I would argue the Yankees need him more than the Mets.
What if
I don't
mean
that seem like a fit because of the way the Yankees, although they need a third baseman. Like, I'll live with first base being whatever it is and get Adamas than go get Walker or Alonso. And
God, I can't have Pete on the Yankees. I just can't do it.
I know. Well, that's
I can't watch that.
See, I'd be okay with Soto and Alonso coming back. Soto on the Mets and Alonso coming back and Adamas on the Yankees. I think the Yankees should be going hard after Adamas. I really do.
What if Soto stays and Adamas comes to the Bronx? Where is Mr. Salad?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Fine?
Yeah. I think the Yankees was...
Meaning Soto's a Yankee.
No.
Soto stays.
No.
And Mr. Adamas joins him.
Then
where's Sal at
Then I
got
to start mentally preparing to have do the parade show with you live from the parade.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BT and Sal back on the Fan right now. On the line is the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the You Better You Bet podcast. For more analysis, just search You Better You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Also, check them out Sunday morning on The Fan. Well, you get a special time. You're on earlier, Nick, this Sunday, 6:30 to 7:30.
Oh, right? Yeah. Can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Baby, you got to get up early because your Giants are in Germany taking on the Panthers.
Yeah, it's like a double punch in the gut. Get up early and then watch the Giants play the Panthers in Germany. But great to be on with you guys. So everybody, 6:30 a.m. This Sunday for You Better You Bet, the full hour, and obviously lives afterwards on the Odyssey app.
All right, let's start with the Giants. We'll get to the Jets in just a minute, maybe go around the league a little bit as well. We were talking about this as a must-win game for different reasons. Like, obviously, the Giants can't make the postseason, but they're playing a bad Panthers team. If they don't demolish this team, I mean, they shouldn't get off the plane back in New York. You think there's a way that the regime with Shane and Dable could be, if they lose this game, Nick, on their way out definitively?
I hope so. No, I don't think the Giants are going to lose the game. It would require an unbelievable series of events. And I know Carolina won last week against New Orleans, but like a couple things to consider. Number one, Chris Olave gets concussed on a hospital ball from Derek Carr early in the game, and it eliminates all of New Orleans, has no downfield passing attack once that happens. The other thing is, if you look in the box score, New Orleans absolutely dominated the game. Oh, well, stats are for losers. Well, generally, that's not what happens, right? The team that dominates the game usually wins the game. New Orleans ends up losing. So I actually think that is a really misleading final score. Carolina is atrocious. Like, the Panthers are the worst team in the league. Like, and they still haven't fully committed to Bryce Young, and he just won a game last week, which I think tells you all you need to know. I bet the Giants earlier in the week, -4.5. It's 6.5 now. Mm. I actually think the Giants are still a bet here, which is crazy because the Giants aren't good. But I don't think the Giants are going to lose. I guess if they did lose, maybe you'd start to hear like the big time like whispers. Maybe it'd be more of a whisper about Shane and Dable moving forward here. But heading into a bye, they'd make the quarterback switch. Like, Dable's never getting fired in season. It's not going to get that bad. And then you have basically the second half of the season to try and salvage things. I'm on record. Like, I don't think they deserve to come back. I think the vast likelihood is that they will both be back next year.
So the confidence ride in this, and it's a pretty big number for a team that's not good, obviously laying that kind of wood from a Giants perspective. Simply put, what are the Giants good enough to justify doing that?
I think it's really more that Carolina's really, really bad. Like, the Giants should be able to run the football with ease in this game. I mean, New Orleans racked up like 450 yards of total offense last week with no receivers against Carolina.
Yeah.
And now here's Malik Nabers. Like, the Giants right now, when Olave's out, have three receivers, and I know Slayton's not playing, have three receivers that are better than any receivers the Saints have with Olave and Shaheed out. Plus, Tyrone Tracy running the football. So, I think the Giants should be able to move the ball basically at will on Carolina. And BT, I might have egg on my face when it's all said and done. It's certainly possible.
Nah, I don't
like
think
you said,
so.
The Giants
so.
Aren't good. But, I mean, Bryce Young is also, he's awful. The Carolina offensive line is not great. The interior is actually the strength. Great. Here's Dexter Lawrence. I'm pretty bullish on them this week.
Okay.
Now, I bet a better number. I still think this number is bettable if people want to bet the Giants.
Okay, let's jump over to the Jets here. Now, there's a little hope off the Texans win. I know the Texans were decimated, the O-line.
A lot of hope.
Both receivers out. Hey, listen, sometimes you get lucky and you're able to work around some of your poor play. The standings right now they got to win. I get it. In the AFC, I don't believe in Denver. I don't believe in the Colts. They play the Colts soon. Not fully in on Cincy. There's a road. The Jets got to win. There's a road to get to the playoffs. Where are you at with the Jets?
And by the way, great result for the Jets last night.
That's right.
With Cincinnati losing.
100%.
Like, that's a great result for the Jets. Yeah, like, I don't love any of these teams really at the bottom of the AFC playoff race. Now, what I think, also, like, the Jets need to root for the Commanders to beat the Steelers on Sunday. Like, Pittsburgh, Baltimore's never going to lose that many games, so I think Jets fans need to root for the Steelers to lose, especially because the Steelers have the head-to-head because they beat them a couple weeks ago on Sunday night. Like, I think the Chargers are going to make it. Maybe you want to say either the Ravens or the Steelers make it, whoever doesn't win the AFC North. And then the race for the seven, I think the Jets are better than Denver. Like, I know they lost to them, but still, I think the Jets are better.
I agree.
I think the Jets are better than the Colts.
I agree.
I don't know if the Jets are better than the Bengals, but maybe since he can't get out of its own way coming down the stretch of the season, and the Bengals' defense is not great. So I think if you're a Jets fan, I think you can definitely still be optimistic. And BT, you'll get a text from me on Sunday night around 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, and I'm just going to send you a Jet emoji and a money bag emoji because I love the Jets coming up in Arizona Sunday.
Yeah, it won't be the first time you did it. He does check in, which I love. We're talking to our buddy Nick Costas, BT and Sal. So obviously you mentioned that Ravens result last night, more so with the Cincinnati aspect. Good for the Jets. Other things Jet fans are looking for, Bills to beat the Colts, Denver to lose in Kansas City. You mentioned Steelers, Commanders. All right, so...
I love that as a fan, by the way. That's the best. When you've got all like the things that you need going into a weekend and you're rooting, all the rooting interests and all the different games to help your team,
it's fun.
Is the absolute best.
It's very fun. It's now, I think if the Jets, I'm not guaranteeing a win because it's going to be tough, but if...
Oh, I will.
Oh, boys, he's confident.
No, I'm not. I don't want it because then, like, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I do think the Jets will win.
Okay, I think if the Jets win, it's going to be high scoring. I think the Jets will score... The Cardinals run the ball, and the Jets' run defense is not good. So, for the Jets to win, neighborhood score, what do you see aesthetically? How's it going to look?
You know, total in the game, BT, is really interesting. It's 46.5, and that's not all numbers are created equal. So, I'm not going to get into like a huge explanation here. There are three numbers in the 40s that matter when it comes to totals. And when numbers are around these numbers, it tells you something. It's 41. 44 and 47. So basically the total here being 46.5 says that we think that this has the potential to be a decently high scoring game, but we're not completely sold on that being the case. So BT, my suggestion to you, like, you should bet the over in the game because I think you think there'll be more points than the betting market expects right now. I look at this and I see the Jets probably winning this game. Let's call it 27-20. So that would be a slight lean for me, BT, towards the over in this game as well.
Yep.
I think this is a game where Breece Hall has a lot of success. Like, Arizona's not going to be able to stop both Garrett Wilson and Davante Adams. Like, maybe if it's just Garrett and before the pre-Devontae trade, maybe. But I don't think they're going to be able to stop both of those guys. Mm-hmm. And what I'm hoping for, and I know he had, like, the terrible error last Thursday night, Malachi Corley needs to be the third receiver for this team. Like, it can't be Xavier Gibson.
Not Gibson. Yeah.
Like, and Corley has to be the guy with his. He showed you on that play how explosive he is. They believed in him enough to make him a day two pick in the draft. I'd love to see Corley involved here. And just as a point spread thing, the Jets opened an underdog in this game to Arizona. And last week, Arizona closed a favorite against Chicago, but that's because the Bears were missing a couple key players on defense. Like, if all those players had played, I think the Bears would have closed a favorite. There is no way, I don't care what one-loss records say, that the Bears and the Jets are identical teams. The Jets are better. I actually think the Jets should be like a 2.5-point favorite here. Give me the Jets on Sunday in the desert.
What makes you think they could stop the run?
I don't know if they're going to be able to fully stop the run for James Conner and company, and the Bears couldn't stop the run last week, and that has been the Jets' bugaboo here, is Arizona being able to run the football, or teams being able to run the football on them. But again, like, I think flip side here, I like the Jets' offense versus the Cardinals' defense. And the other thing to consider, and Sal, you're right about what you're saying, but what we saw last Thursday night, Jets, by the way, rest advantage here, also coming into this game, off the mini-bye, Hassan Reddick, revenge game for him against one of his former teams. Starting to get rolling a little bit here, rushing the passer. Is it possible that we start to see a little bit different of a Jets pass rush here in this game against Kyler Murray and the Cardinals? So look, I'm not suggesting the Jets should be even a 3-point road favorite. Arizona would get bet immediately if that happened, but I think there's still a little room for the Jets here. I do like the Jets on Sunday.
All right, BT and Sal on the fan. We're talking with Nick Costos. Let's go around the league a little bit. It was a great game last night, I thought. Ravens beating the Cincinnati Bengals. What are you looking at coming up on Sunday outside of the two New York teams, Nick?
Okay, so let's see what we've got here. Okay, this one will make you really, really physically ill. And I'll love this. I always want to offer caveats. You know, like, this could go poorly.
You're not picking the Saints.
No.
Okay.
No, that I will not do. I think that the Saints will be the fake sharp side, and New Orleans will get bet on Sunday, and Atlanta will win by 10. That's my prediction for that game. I'll talk about that and more on Sunday morning. But Eagles and the Cowboys on Sunday in Dallas. At the price, at number, I like Dallas getting 7.5. It has to be 7.5 or 7, not less than that. So Cooper Rush is obviously going to start for Dallas. Dak Prescott might go on IR with the hamstring injury. We are expecting CeeDee Lamb to play. We are expecting Micah Parsons to return for the Cowboys. And on the other side of the field is brain-dead head coach for Philadelphia, Nick Sirianni. They almost blew that game. They should have won that game by 20 last week, and I bet the Jaguars. I got lucky to cover last week with Jacksonville. I don't trust Sirianni. And in the limited sample size with Cooper Rush, filling in for Dak Prescott, he's not like a starting caliber quarterback in the NFL, but he's good backup quarterback. 5-1 is the Cowboys starter in Dak's place. At 7.5, I'll take the Dallas Cowboys. Sunday night, Lions and the Texans. I do not think Will Anderson and Nico Collins are playing for Houston. So if you're out there listening and you've got Nico Collins in your fantasy lineup, he's eligible to return from IR in this game. He has not been activated yet. He has not practiced yet this week. So that can change today. Like, that could change in the next hour. I think it's unlikely Collins plays, and it's unlikely Will Anderson plays. And if they don't play, I don't think Detroit's a big enough favorite. The Lions currently a 3.5-point road favorite coming up in Houston on Sunday night. And last one, and it really depends on the price, guys. Steelers Commanders on Sunday in our nation's capital. Ping-ponging back and forth from Washington -3 to Washington -2.5. So I'll just say for people, if you want to bet this game, you like Pittsburgh, bet +3. If you like Washington, lay 2.5. If you want to give yourself the best chance of winning, I'll take 3 with the Steelers coming off their bye. I think the Steelers will be able to limit Washington in the red zone and run the football down Washington's throat like the Giants tried to do last week. Give me the Steelers +3.
One other game, Nick, that I think is interesting is the Niners and Bucks. Where are we at with the Niners? What kind of football team is this?
Yeah, so San Francisco in the NFC West market, right? All four of those teams are jumbled, and the Rams are the hot team right now. The Niners are your favorite to win this division, and close to being a minus price, Sal, at about +120. So that's the betting market saying that it expects now the Niners coming off their bye with Christian McCaffrey expected to return this weekend are basically going to go back to being the team they were in week one on Monday night when they took down with ease the New York Jets. So I would say to people, if you think that's the case and you think the Niners are going to become the team they were beginning of this year, last year when they went to the Super Bowl, like there's probably value on San Francisco in the NFC West to win that division. As far as this game is concerned, the Niners keep getting bet out. This was 5 a couple days ago. Now we're close to 7 at 6.5. One thing to keep in mind, the Niners are coming off a bye. The Bucks played on the road on Monday night in Kansas City. Huge rest advantage for the 49ers. At some point, probably 7, Tampa will become valuable, but we're not there yet. I'd need 7 to consider betting Tampa Bay.
It's good stuff. Nick is locked in, man. Oh, he is ready to go. Nick Costos. We're going to wrap it up with this, of course, with BT and Sal every Friday on the show. Nick's a big Yankees guy, he's a big Giants guy. I'm sure you saw this, although maybe not because you wrapped up with the football. The Yankees did pick up the
12th.
Okay.
Of course I saw it.
All right, let me just lay it out for you for those who don't know. The I can sense this is going to be funny already. The 2025 option for Boone. I don't think they'll allow him to enter the season without a small extension. I think that that's irresponsible. I'm not sure he's earned the extension. I think they'll give him a small one. Where are you on the option pickup, and where are you on the very real possibility that Boone's going to be looking at a multi-year extension at some point soon?
By all accounts, he's a really nice guy. I just want to think that's important to say. Like, he seems like a really good dude. I don't think he's a good manager. I don't even know if I have the energy to keep getting upset about this. Like, he's been the manager for, it feels like, 80 years, and they haven't won. This is the worst thing I think you can say as a fan. I'm apathetic. I expected it to happen. I expect them not to win next year. I'm not going to be surprised when they don't win, and I won't be surprised when Boone's back again in 2026. Like, I call them Supreme Court, I'm being serious, Supreme Court Justice Cashman and Supreme Court Justice Boone somehow both have the job until death, no matter what happens. I'm apathetic, man. I don't have the energy to get mad about this stuff anymore. Like, other things for me to, get upset about.
Yeah.
I think there's 0 to win the World Series next year. 0.
Oh,
come
man.
On,
yeah,
dude.
Like, who doesn't score an
anytime
touchdown?
That's where you lose
me. Yeah, I know.
That's where he loses me. I get it, but come on, 0%.
Zero.
It's ridiculous.
Zero. Joe Kelly was right with everything he said. And I love that he said it. I wish that more players would say it.
Yeah.
That was pretty rare. Pretty, pretty in-depth.
Somebody else did. Miguel Rojas came out the other day and said the same thing about the Yankees.
I'm telling you, just like if you're a Yankee fan, BT, this is what I would say to you. I respect your fandom and your knowledge so much. I think that Yankee fans, the only way that things are going to change is if Hal Steinbrenner and company, that they get shamed enough to do something different.
Yeah.
And, like, making and losing in the World Series isn't enough. Honestly, like I hope they miss the playoffs next year.
Yeah, but hold on. Really, Nick, hold on one sec. And I agree, by the way, that's going to be the impetus to really change what they need to change. And when they didn't make the playoffs a year ago, the impetus was, we got to get Soto. They got it. Get to the World Series. Don't win it. They're still a mess. They can't run. They can't catch the ball. But I think the way, you know, even though Judge is never going to make a play like that again, the optics of how sloppy they looked and other people weighing in on their team saying so clearly that they're a broken mess, Now they've got to do it, but I think that that's going to motivate them to tighten up the defense. That's why
they
Torres
just brought the
gone.
Manager back.
But hold on. But that's why Torres is gone, and that's why I think they're going to change things. Now, if it's basically the same roster, if it's Soto and Jazz moves to second, which he will, and nothing else, well, then it's not a good enough team. I think they're changing things this winter. But until they do, they haven't.
Well, then I would say that instead of being the eighth or ninth best team, maybe it'll be like the fifth or sixth best team in the playoffs. I'm not even trying to be an ass. I'm just being, I'm apathetic and pessimistic as a Yankee fan. I hate to say that.
Get some rest, Nick. It's going to be an early wake-up call Sunday morning for you.
All right. 6:30 a.m.
Catch Nick with You Better, You Bet right here on The Fan. Thank you, Nick.
You got it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. And BT, let's go, Jets.
Let's go, there baby. I've been waiting for that emoji, Kyle.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. 7:30 Sunday night.
Yeah, nice. That was the host of You Better, You Bet. Now you know what's going to happen.
He's got the little jet emoji, the little money bag.
I'm going to send you guys at 7:30 in the group chat. I'm going to send you a little cardinal emoji when the Jets blow that game. All right, that was the host of You Better, You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Okay, we've done a ton so far. We'll get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Your calls the rest of the way, and we do have the Perfect Parlay Pick segment coming up at 120 as well.
Somebody is still hot, and that somebody would be not you.
Yeah.
Costos is great, man. He fits in like a glove on this show. Awesome stuff. All right.
BT, it's out back on The Fan. Perfect Parlay Pick segment coming up at 120. Let's get back to the phones here, 888-808-1019. The number to call, Edwin, is in Newark. What's up, Edwin?
What's going on, BT South? First time, long time, man. Just wanted to say really quick, BT, I've been listening since I was 10 years old on a 90 stereo with my 9 o'clock bedtime on ESPN. So really appreciate what you guys do.
That's fantastic. Thanks, buddy. That really means a lot. What's happening, man?
Same here, brother. Just wanted to say that there was a report that came out yesterday about how the Yankees cannot possibly re-sign Soto and also be in the mix for an ace. And I think the solution to that is so obvious. I think this guy was put on God's green earth for this exact moment. And the fact that we're not even considering it is really killing me.
Who are you talking about, Crochet?
That would be Garrett Crochet from the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah. You know, Edwin, that came up. Yeah, go ahead, buddy. Finish your point. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just wanted to say, we don't have to pay him immediately. It's literally made to pay Soto now and to worry about that other problem later.
Yep.
And I'm obviously just Joe Schmo on the radio, but my guys know me. They know I'm a big prospect guy and I'm big on the data and I'm good at analyzing this stuff. I'm not married to any of these Yankee prospects, really, outside of Caleb Durbin as a Gleyber Torres, you know, pseudo replacement in the short term. I mean, I like Lombard long term, but an ace is so worth that. So worth that trade-off.
Interesting stuff. Thanks for the call there, buddy, and thanks for being along for this long ride. That goes back about 10 years old. Wow. It's like us when we were little, you know, listening to sports radio. That's tremendous, man. So the thing about Crochet, now you have to understand this. Sure. He's not eligible for free agency until 2027, and he's arb after this season coming up, meaning 2025. So if the Yankees did get him, it's 2025, 2026 at a very, very low cost, which makes a great amount of sense. But if it makes sense for the Yankees, why wouldn't it make sense for the White Sox? I know they're rebuilding. I understand that. But you don't have to get rid of him. Why not use him as somebody that you build around?
Also, I just don't think that the Yankees need... I'm not saying I would be opposed to that trade. I don't think the Yankees need pitching. I mean, you could always use more pitching, but I'm looking at building out their roster, building their team. We just talked about it the other day, like the list of priorities. I think the Yankees staff, bullpen, starters, is fine. Even more in particular with the starters. You got, unfortunately, you paid Stroman for 2 years. You get $18 million. He's going to be a part of their at least regular season rotation. You have Clark Schmidt. You have Luis Gil. You have Rodon. You have Garrett Cole.
That's true.
I mean, could you add another? Sure. I mean, what's Cortez's deal? I mean, you have, like, the Yankees have, you could add another. Now, maybe they figure out a way to move somebody. I don't know how they want to configure that, but I don't think that that's a need.
Trade Clark Schmidt to somebody? To open up a spot? I mean, I like Clark Schmidt. I think you have to look at everything this year. Like,
fair enough, but right now, they have needs at left field, third base, first base, center field.
They got holes, man.
Second base.
But think about this. That's why maybe you creatively attack the offseason. Like, we think Yankees, and we think, all right, what will they do free agency? And that's really where all of our attention's going. But what if they retain Soto, sign Adames, and trade for Crochet? Like, now it's like, all right, third base is fixed if he's willing to play there for the Yankees. You got Soto, now you have another stud pitcher. You can then conceivably spin Clark Schmidt and a lower level high. I know I'm getting in the weeds here, but there's other ways to build out a roster than five free agents, which you're not going to do anyway.
Correct, but it's very difficult for you or I or the average fan to sit here and say the trades that you'd want to make because we don't know the landscape of who's available. You could speculate and you could read and get some information on who might be.
But there is speculation on Crochet point. Because we mentioned him yesterday.
But we're talking about the other pieces. You spinning, you getting Crochet and then spinning Clark Schmidt.
You don't think teams would be knocking down the door for Clark Schmidt?
No, I would. But who's the player that you want?
Not sure. I don't know. But that's their job.
Joe DiMaggio, I told you, brought up for the Mets, potentially Cedric Mullins. I mean, he'd be a nice fit for the Yankees as well.
Lefty, I don't think the Orioles would aren't trading him to the Yankees. He'd be good for you guys.
But I'm just saying, like, that's a name that I wasn't really thinking of. Joe DiMaggio was tuned in and locked in on that stuff, maybe. And by the way, maybe he's just picking out a name who he'd like as a fit, but who knows if he's going to be available. Like, you just don't know what guys are going to be available, so it's hard to really speculate on the trades.
Just because it's not obvious doesn't mean that that's actually the better path. Correct. I mean, the obvious thing is sign Soto, sign Teixeira back, sign CC. Hey, you know, they can be really creative here. And one thing about Cashman, you know, he's very good finding bullpen arms. He's pretty good with trades, too. Like, I think it's going to be a big offseason for the unconventionally speaking, a big unconventional offseason for the Yankees. They got a lot of ways to go.
I think for both Mets and Yankees.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. You'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.